The Yakima Nation has settled a lawsuit it filed against the federal government regarding how federal law enforcement can operate on tribal land. Yesterday's agreement reaffirms conditions laid out in a treaty that's been in place since 1855. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
On February 15th, 2 years ago, federal agents raided a Yakima tribal cigarette manufacturer. The dispute over federal taxes in that case continues, but the raid prompted a lawsuit. Yakima Tribal Chairman Harry Smiskin says federal agents failed to properly notify tribal law enforcement they were coming.
We sued them because they asserted their authority on our lands without consent.
According to court documents, an FBI agent sent a text message to the tribe's public safety commissioner after the raid had started. Smiskin says that violated the Yakima Treaty of 1855, which lays out the conditions for non-Native American actions on tribal land. Smiskin says under the settlement agreement, the government will give notice of enforcement in Yakima Indian Country at the earliest prudent and practicable opportunity. The language regarding the government's obligation to notify the tribe is broad. The Department of Justice declined comment for this story. Smiskin says he's hopeful that the U.S. government will honor the agreement. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.